The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
We say goal of the year just about every week when we forget the last one. But you know that new goal of the year you've been looking for? Look at this! Ooh. Trevor Zegras, Sony Milano. This combines four sports. This is why I like this, all right? You know about the hockey for the goal, the baseball for the slap, the basketball for the oop.
Yep.
But there's also Highline for the scoop.
Yeah. Highline.
Go around the pelota, a little Highline. Highline, somebody thought it was going to be like the
sport of the
Highline
here recently.
Sports person of the year, the short list, probably a long list this year. Giannis, Otani, Candace Parker. The Olympics probably put forth a half dozen candidates globally. Suni Lee, Caleb Dressel for the Americans. The first guy to do the milk crate challenge. I'll put him up for sports person of the year. Sports Illustrated has crowned Tom Brady for winning the Super Bowl first year with Tampa. Frank, did Sports Illustrated get this right? Tom Brady, or who is your sports person of the year?
Yeah, how can anyone sit there and say that they got it wrong? He won a Super Bowl as a 43-year-old. Remember, he made the biggest, you know, offseason move in the history of the sport. It's now two Super Bowls over the age of 40. And right now, he leads the league in passing yards and touchdowns. But guess what? They got it wrong. As my friend Ramona Shelburne reminded me, you know, Giannis Antetokounmpo, let's think about what he's done by the age of 27. Two MVPs, Defensive Player of the Year, and in the biggest game of his life, when he led the Bucks to their first championship in 50 years, he scored 50 points. And remember, 17 of 19 from the free throw line. Remember how the playoffs started? Fans mocking him, opposing players counting when he was at the line.
Okay.
His story, just like the playoffs, story of perseverance, toughness, and humility. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
So you started with Brady, and then you made your way to Giannis. I see. Now, Ramona Shelburne, sports person of the year.
So I'm going to lay this out. An older player goes to a new city after not seeing eye to eye with a coach, and
Brady.
The rest of the league sort of thought their best days were behind them and wins
here.
A championship.
Yep.
Are we describing Candace Parker? Because that could be said for Candace Parker as well. Look, Tom Brady had a nice year. He certainly deserves that award. He also is local. Those awards were in Miami. They can get him. I don't think Giannis was available to fly down there. I would have gone to Candace
Parker. Are you suggesting
Otani,
the award is based on who they can get? It's based on availability?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Logistics.
That's how we booked this show, actually. Israel, you were available today. Thank you. Who's sports person of the year?
Of course.
Well played.
I look at Tom Brady, and it's hard to argue against this, not just because of what he did, not just because he's, you know, arguably the greatest football player ever, probably in most people's mind the greatest quarterback ever, and that pairing of he and Bill Belichick, him separating and then doing this, okay?
Yeah.
On top of all of that, to do it at his age, okay, this is not something that we just sort of normalized with LeBron James, right? We sort of have, right, in his late 30s. He's 44. Is he 45 already? Like, he is doing this at top-of-the-league level. I can't say that word. And at this, in his mid-40s, as somebody who's in my mid-40s as well, like, it just, I just think about it all the time. All the time. I marvel at it. So
it's not about how old you are.
I do think, though, that this year, no, it is. It is in professional sports, and not in how old I am. It's how old he is. And so with this particular one, though, I think this year, I look at it and say maybe somebody who made the best out of a bad situation, because we're all in a terrible situation in the pandemic. And I thought Suni Lee, Simone Biles as sort of a combo would have been the ideal sports person of the year. Poor sports people of the year this year, just because of how, you know, all the things that Simone brought to light with her issue, and then also Suni Lee and that, you know, making sort of the best of that situation and winning herself. I thought that probably was the best option this year.
Well, for me, it's always about transcending sports. Yeah. And I thought that Sports Illustrated got that right in the past few years. Last year with five people citing their social justice work, Megan Rapinoe before that, even the Golden State Warriors who had voiced their opposition to the Trump administration, and they got an award. And I thought that Izzy really hit on it. For me, it would be Simone Biles along with Naomi Osaka, because what they did for the conversation about mental health, not only in sports but in every other corner of society, was tremendous. Have you ever heard of the mental wellness app Calm? That went viral this year after those two came out. And it went beyond sports. I mean, you had major corporations, Fortune 500 corporations, starting to look at the way they were doing business and the way they were helping people in their workplace who needed some help. So I would champion those two.
Well said, Kevin Blackstone. Israel Gutierrez, last word after the horn.
Yeah, just the fact also that it was the 2020 games happening in 2021, just sort of symbolic of where we are as a world, and, you know, that happening in that event, I think probably should have played
Frank,
a little bit of a
real
part.
Quick.
Yeah, you remember when the U.S. hockey team was named? You had the U.S. women's soccer team. They all appeared on it. Come on, Tony, the little engine that could. What about the Italian national team? They got to get some consideration.
Oh, come on.
A little bit. Too hard.
None of us have said Ohtani, by the way. How are we not saying Ohtani?
Well, he could have finished second.
You know, you also gave Giannis credit for having two MVPs by the age of 27. It's a yearly award, so it's 1 year, and he didn't even win the MVP last year, Frank. You're going the wrong way. We've been horned. We move on. Nets 102, Mavs 99. Dallas had the 17-point lead in this game, and the ball at the end. And when Doncic hoists this up, I mean, you could just see it going in, right? It doesn't. Dallas had plenty of chance after that. Nets defense got stout, and it was Hardaway who took the last shot for the miss. Luka's numbers this year. Let's talk about this. Down slightly. He's been asked to answer questions about his weight and conditioning. In Tim McMahon's piece for ESPN, it said he came in 30 pounds overweight this season. Luka said it was a long summer. He had the Olympics, and then he took a little bit of rest, 3 weeks. And I know this from at least three FaceTimes Frank Isola's done. This next part you're going to love. Jason Kidd publicly commenting about how, he said this very politely,
thank you,
Luka and the team needs to play 5-on-5, so don't try to convince referees you need to call while the play is happening. I think he's saying don't complain as much, but he's very polite about it. Frank Isola, the floor is yours.
Well, yeah, this show's been talking about that for a while. Yes, his fitness is not good. Maybe you should wear number 11. You look more streamlined there. But I give Jason Kidd credit because when he was talking to Luka Doncic. He was talking to the referees by talking about him complaining too much. Now, Jason Kidd was asked about Luka's fitness. You're not going to talk about that publicly, but clearly there is an issue there. He needs to improve his conditioning because he's a great player, but right now he's just not cutting it.
Ramona Shelburne, do you see this as a conditioning problem that the Mavericks have with Luka Doncic?
Yeah, but that's been the case for him since he came into the league. I mean, you know, as soon as he came into the league, they were talking about we should get him a private chef. He's got to get in better shape.
Yep.
Think of how great he would be when he's in amazing shape, because he's never been in the best shape, but he's been a top five MVP kind of player every single year he's been in the league. Last year when I covered him in the playoffs, I mean, there was a noticeable drop off from the first three quarters to the fourth quarter because he gets tired. He was 35% in the first three quarters from three, 29% in the fourth quarter. This year he's actually better. He's 31% on three in the first three quarters, 41% in the fourth quarter. So he's getting better in that way, and I think it's because Jason Kidd has said we've got to get the ball out of his hands in the first three quarters so he has something left in the fourth quarter. I think this year it's just a function of him just being in and out of the lineup with that ankle injury. He's got to play himself into shape.
Israel, Dallas hovering around 500, below 500, the numbers slightly down for Doncic. Do the Mavericks have an issue here with his conditioning or the way he gets at referees?
Seemingly not yet, right? Because he can still put up these numbers. But it's the first thing that I thought when I turned on the game yesterday and there was a close-up of his face, and I just wondered, what's it going to take or who is it going to take to get him to get in prime shape? Because regardless of whether, I mean, it's such a credit to him that he can still put up these numbers and with obviously not in great shape, and he says it himself. But nobody's going to argue that when you are in better shape that you can do better on the floor. And so is it going to take the Mavericks saying, hey, we should probably be higher up in the standings at this point. We should not let you work your way into shape. You should be at peak shape from the beginning. Is it going to be him? Is it going to be us talking about it more often? It's a credit to him that he can still do this at this level of fitness, but what can he do if he was in this great shape? And I think, you know, if Jason Kidd isn't the coach that can do that for him, that can get him across as somebody who's played for so many years, I'm not sure how many can. So it might just be a Luka thing. Whenever he decides, he's going to need to get into that type of shape.
This is interesting to me because the idea of getting in great, real shape, great shape, what does that even mean? I mean, the guy played basketball through the bubble, into the next season with like a week off in between seasons, right? Then he went straight to the Olympics. Then he took off 3 weeks. And then this season started again. Kevin, we're not talking. I mean, do we have any proof that the guy is lounging around every minute he's not on the court?
None. We don't have that. But it just reminds you about how what it takes to be a great player in any league, but particularly in the NBA. You know, we talk about the regimen of LeBron James, right? All the games that he's put on that body, and yet he's in tremendous shape. And you have to do that in order to be a great player. And I would say this is a problem for the Mavericks. And as far as the complaining to the referees, we know that the rules have changed this year. And those rule changes have affected a guy who plays a physical offensive game like Doncic. And you see that he's not getting to the free throw line as much as he has in his career. And when he gets there, he's not even shooting as well.
Ramona after the horn.
Well, I was just wondering, Tony, you're a ref, right? So when we complain about our point score, when we get upset, do you give us more points or no?
No, I mean, that's a fair point. I'm still stuck on the getting in shape part here. I am. I mean, he's played basketball nonstop for the last 3 years. I don't understand.
But what is he doing with his off time? You don't know what he's doing when
he's playing. And he could probably play better if he had better conditioning and better fitness and was a little bit lighter and can probably get up off the air, you know, get up off the ground a little faster. Like, all those things can happen. Yep. He can still be better.
That's right.
We've been horned. We're going to move on. Trevor Zegras to Sonny Milano. This is the goal of the year. This is legal. Woo. There's a couple of questions here, though, and how close is this to being illegal is one of them. Milano's stick nearly higher than the crossbar. Rule 80.3, repeating, of course, in the rule book says any slap at a puck has to be below crossbar level, but that was allowed. And also, did Zegras even need to do this? Look, what, it was kind of open. Wasn't it open for a normal pass? Israel, do you want to try to answer either one of those or just marvel at this goal?
I mean, that's like saying Tracy McGrady didn't have to throw it off the backboard to himself to dunk that ball or to get it in. Who cares? It gave us that. I'm just waiting for a name on this. The alley-oop is already taken, so what are we calling this?
I thought you were going to volunteer a name for us rather than just ask a rhetorical question. I give you guys points when you give me something. Give me something, Kevin Blackstone.
Zegras has become one of the most exciting players with the puck in the NHL. He's like Jason Williams was in the NBA playing point guard. He's always looking to go behind his back, do a spinorama, go between the legs. And this time he gets creative with kind of a lacrosse kind of thing. It's great. Love watching that guy.
Right, guys, solo.
Yeah, Kevin stole my thunder. I was thinking the same thing. It definitely had a lacrosse feel to it. But let's not forget the St. Louis Blues, their role
Sabres.
In this. How poor was the defending?
Sabres.
We need someone in the national media to ask them if they're embarrassed by the way that they performed during that play. Like we asked the Bills.
They weren't looking in the air.
And
like the goalie was looking down on the ice because that's where you would normally pass it. It was totally
I maintain
necessary.
The pass was there on its own. But you're right, Frank, though. Kevin, would you say lacrosse? So that's five sports. The hockey, the baseball, the basketball. The high lie and the lacrosse.
High lie.
Probe dribble in the NBA.
By yourself.
Who's the last high lie reference you've had on the show?
Around the Horn is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Live truly. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
The thing that you're seeing is sometimes the pass that looks errant is because the receiver, for instance, ran the route 2 yards, cut it off 2 yards shorter. If you're not really crisp on the way the play was designed relative to how many yards you go, the cut, then your passing game can look really off.
Buy or sell, Jerry Jones blaming Dax's misfires on the receivers. Around the Horn, Ramona Shelburne.
Look, he's doing a weekly radio appearance, so he's got to say something. And I like that he's trying to defend his guy. He also paid him a lot of money, so he's invested in making sure Dax thinks he has his back. But I don't think that's helping him, especially in the locker room. I don't think anybody's listening going, oh, yeah, you're right. I didn't run that route. It sounds like he just sat in on a coach's meeting.
Is Drew Gutierrez?
You know what's really annoying if you're a wide receiver is when somebody shows you up on the way back to the huddle. Wait till you at least get back in the huddle to tell me what I did wrong. Jerry Jones, you do not need to be doing this to your wide receivers right now, throwing them under the bus like that. I think everybody knows communication between receivers and quarterbacks is not always great. They don't need to hear it on the radio.
Kevin Blackstone?
Yeah, but the thing is that, you know, Dak Prescott was under some criticism in the last few years, and the criticism of the contract, $160 million, a whole lot of money for a quarterback that it seemed like for a while the Cowboys didn't even want to give him that money. So I understand it. He's coming in to protect his quarterback.
Frank Isola.
His name is Jerry Jones. It's not Jerry Rice. Ramona nailed it. He overheard this in the coaches' meeting, says it on radio. The coaches must be shaking their heads. I don't know what good this does anybody. Maybe he's trying to defend Dak Prescott, but it doesn't help.
Buy or sell two. We believe in eight. Who said it? Ravens nose tackle Brandon Williams. He's talking about Lamar Jackson. Jackson right now, second in the league in interceptions thrown to Joe Burrow. He's the most sacked quarterback in the league. That pass to the two-point conversion, I mean, Tony Romo pulled it out right in real time. Ravens haven't scored 20 points in a month. That's their longest streak sub 20 since Kyle Bowler. Israel, is Lamar slump something or nothing?
I don't think it's much. I think when you talk about people saying we believe in eight, maybe it just means he needs to do more, because you saw a stat where it's just like his running runs per attempt are down by like half a yard or whatever. It's still 5.5 a yard. If you run him every darn down, he's going to score a touchdown, get a first down every two plays. So I think you put the ball in his hands a lot more and you'll see better results. You'll see the scoreboard.
Kevin, have we arrived at we believe in eight time? I mean, is somebody questioning Lamar Jackson right now?
I don't think so, because when I watch Lamar Jackson play, I cringe at some of the plays that he makes, and then I fall out of my chair at another play that he'll make that maybe will win the game. So, I mean, he is that team. He is that offense. He doesn't have much of a running game anymore, so all the pressure is on him.
Frank Isola?
He's a dynamic player. Maybe his confidence is so low. That's why they went for it for the two-point conversion. But if you look at it, 2 weeks ago, career high 4 interceptions against the Browns. This past Sunday, 7 sacks, career high against Pittsburgh. Clearly something's wrong, and that accuracy of his has not gotten better.
Is this slump something or nothing, Ramona Shelburne?
I mean, it's something. The last 3 games, he's 22nd in QBR in the league. 3 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. That's not good. But I think a lot of it is just a systemic thing in Baltimore, where you lose your top 2 running backs, you lose an all-pro offensive lineman. They don't have a running threat except for him. And so I think the defense is just scheming against him and getting a lot of pressure on him all the time.
Doesn't sound like you're talking about a team that was the 1 seed in the conference going into Sunday night. Doesn't sound like you're talking about a mid-20s
That's
quarterback who's been MVP before. You guys have a little bit more concern here. We're going to move on. Buy or sell 3. The betting favorite for the Oregon football job right now. Any guesses? It's right there on the screen. Chip Kelly. Yeah.
Chip Kelly.
No, you don't get points for that. Let's go to Blackstone. Yes. Blackstone, is a second chance at love. Chip Kelly, Oregon reunion. Makes sense?
Oh, I'm not much into reunifications. I don't think so. You've played that hand before. It worked out very well for you. It went elsewhere. It got dinged up. Don't bring it back. Get a new car.
Are you saying you don't want to be reunited with Showdown? Frank Isola, how about you?
I think it would work. I want to hear what Phil Knight of Nike has to say about it. But I'll tell you what. What about Pete Carroll? We tried to give him the USC job. That didn't work out. Pete Carroll, and somebody link Mike Tomlin to the job, please, so just so we can get a reaction from him and somebody has to ask him about it. I'd like to see that.
Well, you're buying the idea of Chip Kelly and the reunion with Oregon. How about you, Ramona?
I actually like the idea. He's been here in L.A. at UCLA for a couple years and been okay, kind of meh. Like, it didn't really translate on the field.
Why would Oregon be more meh or less meh?
Because he knows how to win at Oregon. Like, you just get back the magic. He has not, you know, as Woody would say, he's been a duck out of water.
Okay. Last word, Israel. Is he still the transfer?
I was going to say it wasn't going to work, too, this reunion. I was going to say that, too, but then I saw Ben Affleck and J-Lo at the Lakers game the other day, and I was like, you know what? Maybe this could work again.
There you go.
Affleck. More in love than ever.
Affleck. You see, there was a chance to do another
duck. That's a duck. It connects with ducks.
All right. Ah, Gutierrez Isola. Gun for the day. Showdown next, Ramona Shelburne. Jeff Black.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Around the Horn is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Live Truly. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Ramona Shelburne, Kevin Blackstone, good looking showdown. New York Mets interviewing Buck Showalter today. They have interviewed Brad Ausmus, Matt Quatraro, with Bob Guerin to come. There's a report, though, Max Scherzer wants Buck Showalter. Ramona, does the guy who you just paid $43 million a year get to call the shot? Should the Mets hire Buck Showalter?
Yeah, actually, I actually care more about what Max Scherzer wants than I do about Billy Epler, who's the new GM. Max has been the World Series. He's a winner. That's why you went and got him.
Kevin Blackstone?
Yeah, but I mean, there are a lot of guys out there that are still chomping at the bit for their first chance. Carlos Beltran, Terry Pendleton. Why not roll the dice with one of the new guys? I like Buck Showalter. I covered him in Texas. Great guy. But get some new blood. Come on.
Split the point, make it interesting, we'll move on. An Oklahoma State bill trying to get passed right now through the state Senate includes an attachment that the last 3 inches of desolate Highway 325 one sees before leaving the panhandle and the whole state heading west should be named Lincoln Riley. KB, got him.
Oh, that's tremendous. Oh, I don't know who came up with that, but you got to pass that bill. I mean, nothing bigger than Oklahoma football in Oklahoma. Come on.
Look, I'm all for petty stuff, but this isn't – all you did is create a tourist attraction. People are going to be driving out there to take pictures next to the sign.
Exactly.
I think it goes through wheelless Oklahoma. Bill Coleman is who came up with it, Kevin. You know why? What school he supports? Oklahoma State.
Good cowboy.
Twisting the knife. 30 seconds. Maybe.
So I'm coming into the office today. I pull up to the curb to park, and I look behind me, and I notice that the car behind me is kind of jacked up. I'm wondering what's wrong with it. I look, and someone has parallel parked on the curb. Are you crazy? Can you people not just park in the street? This is why you can't get away from teaching parallel parking to kids. You got to learn how to do this. This is ridiculous. Tell that car out of here. Good Lord. Unbelievable.
That's our producer's car.
Just do it like park. This.
Maybe they were late. Wow.
Back and do it like
always,
that.
Always put your arm around the back here.
What if they just tied in time?
We'll see you tomorrow.
Happy Hour is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Please drink responsibly.